Championship favourites Warwickshire enjoyed the better of the first day against the defending champions Lancashire at Edgbaston as they closed on 289 for 4. It might have been worse for title holders if they not fought back in the final session with 3 wickets, 2 of them to Simon Kerrigan. Worcestershire's seamers toiled manfully in the absence of their talisman Alan Richardson at New Road as they held Sussex to 282 for 8 after losing the toss. Chris Nash dominated the early winning for the visitors, as he scored 84 of the first 109 runs scored prior to giving Gareth Andrew his first championship wicket of 2012. Jack Chantrey then proved himself to be a more than adequate replacement for Richardson, chipping in with the wickets of 3 middle order players who reduced Sussex to 167 for 6 as the Sharks looked to be squandering a good start. However, Ben Brown and Navid Arif added 84 for the 7th wicket to wrestle back some of the initiative before the close. Aral Sapir and James Hildreth both hit rapid half centuries to take Somerset to stumps on 441 for 5 on the opening day against Surrey at the Oval. The home side elected to leave out Jade Dernbach and Tim Linley from their seam attack and were soon left regretting that decision as Alex Barrow and Sapir put on 63 for the first wicket within the first 15 overs. Things only got worse from then on, with Nick Compton edging his way close to the 1,000 run mark with innings of 83, Hildreth taking over the baton from Sapir following the latter's dismissal for 106. The Somerset captain put on 102 for the fourth wicket with Craig Keyes-Better, who made 49, and fell just prior to the close for a well-made 120 from 138 balls. In Division 2, an innings of 79 from Marcus North wasn't enough to prevent Glamorgan from being bowled out for below par 236 against Derbyshire. Jonathan Clare delivered 2 early blows with the wickets of Nick James and Will Bragg on his way to figures of 3 for 45, while there were 3 wickets also for Tim Grunewald. The home side then faced 8 overs in their first innings prior to stumps, and reached 22 without loss. Northamptonshire's batsmen ground their way to a position of strength on the first day of their match against Kent at Canterbury. They overcame a shaky start, reaching 87 for 4 at one stage, with another batsman retired hurt to close on 244 for 4, thanks to unbeaten 104 from David Sales, and a doubt innings of 57 from 171 balls from James Middlebrook. Josh Cobb and Ramnaresh Sarwan shared a fourth wicket stand of 216 to help Leicestershire end the first day at Grace Road on 323 for 5 against Essex. David Masters had dismissed the returning Will Jefferson from the first ball of the match, and he and Charles Willoughby followed that up with a wicket apiece, reduced the Foxes to 29 for 3 at one stage. However, Sarwan reached his century from 154 balls, while Cobb tamed his attacking instincts to hit 80 from 197, as the duo gave the home side the edge. Simon Katic needed only 99 balls to reach 3 figures for Hampshire, as they closed in the imposing position of 352 for 6 at Headingley. Ryan Sidebottom and Stephen Patterson had each taken an early wicket for the Yorkshire, reduced the visitors for 6 for 2, but Katic added 124 for the 5th wicket with Sean Irvine, and an unbroken 145 for the 6th wicket with talented wicketkeeper Michael Bates, when it undefeated on 88, to close with 180 not out from 240 balls.